Blue engine, boom! There you go.
Cadillac, halfback check.
No. Eagle.
You gotta run through that one. Gotta have that one right now.
Come on, it's the ball, baby. Let's go.
There you go. Make a play.
Nice job, baby.
Blue 58.
Get up here.
Oh, no. That's why I put him up there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to Eagles Training Camp Live, presented by Xfinity. I'm Dave Spadaro, and we welcome you to the first day of training camp presented by Sports Authority here at Lehigh University. We're at the Goldman campus of Lehigh University, and a relatively normal day one of your 2011 training camp after just some wild times here in the last week in the NFL. We've got a great show for you. We've got a great training camp for you. We're very excited about the way things are lining up here, and we are waiting for the Eagles to strike in this free agency period, which is not officially free agency, but you get the idea. News of the day, they've agreed to terms with 8 of their 11 draft picks. I've got my phone here right ready to go. I expect this team to get all 11 draft picks done tonight. A little bit of pressure, yeah, but that's the expectation I have. We don't know about DeSean Jackson. Will he report to training camp on time? As Andy Reid had ended his press conference, which we will replay shortly, Jackson still not here. Reed said he spoke to Jackson, did not divulge the details of that conversation. We expect DeSean Jackson to be here at some point, certainly ready to play football and be part of this 2011 Eagles offense. No update on Kevin Cobb officially. A lot of rumors out there. Will the Eagles trade their talented quarterback, who at this time a year ago we were labeling as the quarterback of the future? The stories are that he's going to Arizona, or he's staying here. Miami, we'll know. Nobody knows. Seattle, they've got Tavares Jackson. Tennessee, they've got Matt Hasselbeck. Minnesota, they've got Donovan McNabb working with Christian Ponder. Fascinating turn of events here. Eagles look like they want to move this roster around, just as they move the coaching staff around, particularly on the defensive side of the football. So lots to get to. Lots happening behind the scenes that we don't know about. I know you're anxious. I know you're curious. I know you want to know what the Eagles are going to do. So we open it up for your phone calls. 610-758-1921. If you've got a phone call, you want a question, we invite it. 610-758-1921 as we look at some highlights of Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie. Is he the guy? Is he somebody who maybe the Eagles are interested in? I don't know. So much conversation, so much talk, but nothing done yet officially. So we're waiting, just like you guys are. All right? 610-758-1921. Let's open it up with Zomo. Hey, Zomp. What's up, buddy?
Come on, man. He's got to get the name right, man. He's going to see a lot. He's going to be hearing a lot of me, man.
Yes, sir. What do you got on your mind today, Zompers?
Oh, man, I'm not going to lie to you, man. I'm trying to be upbeat, but I'm getting depressed.
About what? What's happened that you're depressed about?
No, I was just maybe I expected like something.
But what did you expect?
I expected at least, you know, I mean, I'm hearing reports that Jets are going after Nnamdi. I see McNabb going to Minnesota.
Okay.
I see Posluszny going to the Jaguars.
All right.
Like, after listening to the...
None of whom, by the way, I expected to be a Philadelphia Eagle.
Say that again?
None of those guys I expected to be a member of the Philadelphia Eagles.
But not even to pursue Nnamdi, even though he said he wanted less
money? Here's my thing about Nnamdi. I don't know the numbers. I don't know where he's going to end up. He's going to be a New York Jet, San Francisco 49er. I know the Eagles have moves. They will address the right cornerback position some way, somehow. They will address defensive line. I believe that. I absolutely believe that some way, somehow. They've got questions at linebacker. I don't know what they're going to do at safety now. They're very, very young there. So if you're going to throw all your eggs into the Nnamdi basket, which, hey, the Jets, if they do it, good for them. Let's see how it works out. They were able to sign Santonio Holmes. They were able to – I mean, the Eagles have to sign Michael Vick to a long-term deal. They have to deal with DeSean Jackson. You know, they've got other players who perhaps are in that same boat. They've got, you know, you want to keep the core together. I'm not sure you can do that as we take a look at them across the way. They're the media tent that housed Andy Reid's press conference. So Zomp, I mean, I hear you. I want the action. Don't get me wrong, but I'm not in panic mode yet. I know the Eagles have moves that they plan to make.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I know, like, after hearing Reed talk, it made me kind of feel better because he's trying to say we're trying to understand the process. We're still trying to understand the rules. So that made me understand, all right, he's taking a slow approach.
What,
and then
what I do think is interesting, though, Zomp, is this. The Eagles signed, you know, the one of their early priorities was get the draft pick signed and then get them in here. And then let's teach them the offense, the defense, the terminology, the special teams, the way we do things. If you bring in a free agent, obviously, and I'm sure, I guarantee you, they're talking to the players, they're looking at scenarios, they're talking contract possibilities. I know they're doing all that stuff. But at the same time, they're making sure that on the first day of practice, you take advantage of being one of the first 10 teams that reports, get your rookies on the field, get them in the classroom, start feeding them a lot of information. And when Friday comes and 6 o'clock rolls around, you'll hear announcements of what the Eagles have in mind. I think they have big plans in mind.
I agree. I guess I'm just being impatient.
I'm the same way. I want some action.
But let me just say one more thing. I'm going to ask you, and then I'm going to give an Eagles chant and hang up.
Yes, sir.
In your opinion only,
yes.
What's more important? I know to me it's Deshaun, but Deshaun Jackson's contract or getting these free agents that we need, like a linebacker?
The free agents now. Deshaun Jackson, his contract, it's not, you can't deal with Deshaun Jackson's contract right now.
Really? I think that would be a top priority, man. All right, I guess I'm wrong.
It doesn't mean that you don't do it later in the summer if you intend to do it, but you don't do that right now.
But then if
he's got a contract.
We already lost.
He's not going anywhere. He's under contract.
I just hope this guy's going to be ready, man. It's just getting nerve-wracking. I don't know what to expect no more. But let me give it Eagles chant.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. E-I-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Thank you, Zomster.
All right,
610-758-1921. Is the phone number. We're going to take some phone calls. We will replay the Andy Reid press conference. We've got some interviews that we did with some players who arrived here. We obviously took care of a bunch of guys yesterday as well. 10 interviews that we did yesterday, another handful today as they reported to Lehigh University. And what players do is they come in, they work with the medical staff to get their physicals, they get fitted for their uniforms, they get their dormitory key, they get acclimated just a little bit to where everything is around campus. Now, we're on this side of the hill. On the other side of the hill is where the dorms are, the dining hall is, and the meeting room. So it does take some time to get acclimated. And again, we'll hear Andy Reid again in case you missed him, but it seems like the Eagles want to kind of force feed things just a little bit. And not jam it down the players' throats. Not get them on the field and start hitting. They want to get the mental part of the game in. They want to get the terminology down as we take a look at kind of just some of the scenes here that's happening. It's an interesting time here. If we can just, you know, piecemeal through here. Phone number, by the way, 610-758-1921. What will the Eagles do first? Oh, we have a call? All right, let's take a call. All right, who do we got? Who do we have on the line? I didn't even hear the phone ring.
Hey, Dave, it's JR from Chicago. What's going on, man?
Hey, JR, what's happening, my friend?
Man, I'm trying to get to the bottom of this, and I want your professional opinion and your professional opinion on.
Yeah.
Who should we go after, Ray Edwards or Jason Babbitt?
Well, I would, and JR, I will give you my professional opinion. And my professional opinion is that I would be embarrassing myself if I told you that I've watched a lot of I've obviously seen more of Jason Babin because he was a Philadelphia Eagle than I've seen of Ray Edwards. I think they're both very good players, and they would both help the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm going to rely on what Jim Washburn thinks. Now, to me, I think the Eagles really do like this group of young defensive ends that they have. I mean, I think they like Darryl Tapp. I think they do want to see Teo Nessheim. They used a third-round pick on him. I think they want to see Ricky Sapp. Now, none of these players, I'm saying, these are not superstars.
Right.
So, and then they obviously believe that Brandon Graham's going to come back. So I guess I would tell you that, do you sign a player like Edwards, who you pencil in as a starter for the next 5 years and hope that he lives up to that billing? Or do you sign Babin and say, all right, we finally saw after all these years in the NFL that Jason Babin, what he is with Jim Washburn as the coach? I'll tell you a little story. Last year, I was talking to a scout, and we were talking about defensive ends, and I asked him, well, why did the Eagles let Babin go? And they made a mistake. They made a mistake. But what they didn't see the best of Babin. Perhaps the coaching had something to do with it, but upon further review, Jason Babin is Trent Cole.
A journeyman defensive end.
He's quick off the ball. He's low. He's powerful. And Jim knows him, and he knows Jim's system. So who do you go with? You hope you get one of the two. That's the way I'm going to look at it. I don't think the Eagles are worse off for signing either one of them. That's the way I feel.
Right.
Now, you know, it's interesting. Right. Charles Johnson, looking at the terms of the deal, looking at the deal and him, first year as a starter, he has a bunch of sacks, wasn't that productive on the other side of Julius Peppers, and he's getting, what, $50 million, $32 million guaranteed, $50 million, whatever it is.
Right.
That's going to be tough to live up to.
Right. Now, what do you think about the interior defensive line as far as the tackles? Are you think we sit there?
Can always use more. And I'll be honest with you, if Haynesworth is available, I would expect the Eagles. I would love to have him here. I have been very critical of Albert Haynesworth, and I've been critical of the way he conducted himself as a Washington Redskin. But again, I think this. I think the Eagles have invested tremendously in their coaching staff, and they think that Howard Mudd is going to make them an exponentially better football team, and they think that Jim Washburn is going to make them an exponentially better football team, and Bobby April, and all these guys. So, I mean, if Howard Mudd likes a guy, and if Jim Washburn likes a guy, I'm going to defer to them. If they think that they can bring Albert Haynesworth in here and make a difference, bring it on. Bring it on. So, yeah, go get them. Go get them all. Not going to get them all, but go get them all. All right? Did I answer your questions? Yeah, I think I did. 610-758-1921. We are live after every morning practice here. So I guess our next live show is Friday, right? Who is what? Oh, so we'll do an afternoon show? All right, I'm not sure what time that'll be, though. 4 o'clock-ish? 610-758-1921. Sam, how do I know when there's a call? Take a call. Just keep them coming. Hi.
Hi, Jordan from Las Vegas.
Hey, Jordan. How you doing, buddy? So we're just bagging the answer thing. Okay. Till tomorrow. Hey, Jordan. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. I was just wondering, comment you said earlier, why don't you see Nnamdi as being an Eagle this year?
I don't think the Eagles are going to... I think the Eagles are going to go into in another direction and have a different solution at that position.
I mean, to me, I think if we get Nnamdi, you know, Asante can...
But I guess I would say the Eagles will bring in a cornerback that they really like. Who that is, I don't know yet. Obviously, everybody thinks it's going to be Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie. Who knows? I think they see it as a need, but I don't think it's a one. I don't think the Eagles see it as a Nnamdi or nobody kind of situation. Does that make sense?
Yeah. What other corners are out there in the league?
Well, Joseph is out there. Carlos Rogers is out there. You know, there are some cornerbacks out there. I just don't think I see it as Nnamdi. I don't see it. But who knows? Let's take another call. Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
David from Philly.
Hey, David, how you doing, buddy?
Great.
Tell me what you got on your mind.
Yeah, if you do trade Cobb, I mean, I think you should keep him. I think it's crap. I mean, we get some guy like Favre or Bolger, who Bolger had him started since like 5-6 years already, 4 years. And I'm messing with crap. We trade him away because everybody knows Vic's going to end up getting hurt. Then something's going to happen. I wanted to just keep him then and just let him walk at free agency.
Well, I think here's what I will tell you, and I hear what you're saying. You definitely want to have a good backup quarterback, but if you can go out and get a really good package for Kevin Cobb this year, I think you do it. Now, you got to make sure you have a good backup quarterback. And that's the challenge here. But I think the Eagles want to go and make sure that they get themselves a package that is valuable. I mean, listen, if you can get a starting player and a high draft pick for Kevin Cobb, that's great value. Now, who's your backup quarterback? Great question. Great question. That is a great, great question, because it's not going to be Tyler Thigpen. He's done. It's not going to be Bruce Gradkowski. He's in Cincinnati. I'm fascinated by this whole thing. Fascinating. Let's take another call. 610-758-1921. Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
This is Core from Philly.
I'm sorry. What's the name?
Core from Philly.
Hey, Core. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. What's up?
I don't know if I missed the question or not, but I want to know what Deshaun Jackson contract value will be worth.
What do I think what?
Deshaun Jackson's contract will be worth.
It's a great question, Corin. It's why you don't go and make him the priority right now. It's a complicated deal. I mean, you look at what Santonio Holmes signed for reportedly. You deal with it in due time, and I hope that Deshaun realizes that everybody loves him here. But he's a valuable player. He's a great football player. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. I don't want to throw out numbers. I do think that that Deshaun's great, and I believe he'll be here for a very long time. 610-758-1921. It's Eagles Training Camp Live, presented by Xfinity. Dave Spittera with you here as we look at Deshaun Jackson's quiet. Oh, I can't wait for football to really start. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
What up, Dave? It's Tuck from LA.
Hey, Tuck, what's up? What's up, man?
I'm doing good, Dave. It's nice to be back. It's about, I think, my fifth or sixth year coming to Eagles.com, although I'm older now and have a job and a girlfriend.
You're like over the hill now. I'll tell you what, we have had a good first day. We haven't been off the air, right?
Yeah, it looks real clean. I dig the you got the thing running along the bottom.
Hopefully yeah, they got a little ticker going, and this is out of studio. Wait till we get back to the studio.
Dave, when I first started listening to you, it was just a little play button. I had no idea what you looked like.
Are you impressed, Tucker?
I'm very impressed, man. Y'all doing a great job, as always. I'm not surprised.
No, are you impressed by the way I look? I'm just kidding. Hey, now let's get to the matter at hand, Tucker. I know you want to talk Eagles. Let's do it.
All right. I'm a little worried. I have a couple things to say. First thing is offensive line. That is so important to me. I think we got the pieces on the outside. I think we got the pieces in the backfield. I think we got the piece at quarterback, the big-time piece at quarterback. And I think it's all about keeping Vic off his backside as much as
absolutely
possible.
Absolutely right.
Especially since we're going to be moving Cobb.
Absolutely right. You got to get and the earlier caller talking about how Vic is going to get hurt. And the idea is to drop back and get rid of football.
You cannot go into a season thinking who's our backup going to be because our star is going to get hurt. If you go on a season thinking that way, you're setting yourself back. You have to go into the season thinking Vic's going to be just fine. He's going to play his game.
But you have to make sure you have a good backup. You do. I don't.
That's true, but I'm saying you don't need to. I don't think we need to worry about Cobb. If we can get a good cornerback in the first or second round pick, I don't think you hold on to Cobb with the fear of Vic being out there. I think we do need to bring in a guy, but besides that, I'm not really concerned about the backup quarterback position as of yet.
Okay.
I'm asking, what are we doing on the line, Dave? Do you see any free agents coming in? Do you think all the pieces are in place?
Defensive line?
No, O-line.
Perhaps right tackle. Look, it's going to be Winston Justice. It's going to be Austin Howard. It's going to be King Dunlap, who I think King Dunlap may be initially atop the depth chart. We'll see how Winston's knee is. Jamal Jackson atop the depth chart at center. Danny Watkins, your right guard.
Is he in shape?
Yeah, I saw Jamal. He looks great. He really does look great. He was fine at the end of the year. He couldn't have played with the triceps necessarily, but he was fine. Watkins is your right guard. Your left tackle is Peters, and your left guard is Harriman's. And would they add a veteran interior lineman as a backup? Well, they think McGlynn can play both positions, center and guard. They drafted three interior linemen. Watkins, Vandeveld, and who's the other kid? Kelsey. So it is possible. Again, I don't know enough about how Howard Mudd runs things, but I sure as heck believe in him, Tucker. And I think
This is weird, Dave. It's like a big mystery because normally when we get to this point, we know so much from OTA.
Yeah, you get an idea.
You just don't know.
Yeah, I mean, listen, at least we know enough at this point to hype Lorenzo Booker. At least you can go in there and you can look and you see.
Well, you know what the new Lorenzo Booker is, right?
No.
Divine. It's Divine.
Noel Devine. Yeah, well, hey.
Divine's going to tear it up.
He is a long, long shot. Tiny guy. Deion Lewis is there. Craig Cooper is there. They have a lot of young talent at running back, and I still think they could add a veteran here behind LeSean McCoy. I mean, I think they have to with Elder Buckley there as well. I mean, who knows? But at least we had knew enough to say, you guys could watch our training camp practice, and you could say, Spadaro, what the hell are you talking about? He's terrible. Lorenzo Booker's awful. I don't know anything about these guys now. Nothing.
Well, here's another thing. This is the last thing I'll say, and I'll be calling just about every other day. But Edwards, Ray Edwards, okay, I'm in total agreement with you. When I looked at what Johnson got up in Carolina, my jaw dropped.
Yeah.
He got Julius Peppers money. I mean, if Edwards wants that type of, there's no way we should bring in a Ray Edwards if we have to pay him Julius Peppers money. We might as well have just brought in Julius Peppers last year.
Listen, the top guys are going to get a lot of money in this new game. Tucker, thanks for the call. I know the Eagles are talking to a lot of people behind the scenes. I'm not privy to those conversations. Jason Babin did an interview today on Pro Football Talk. He's interested in Philadelphia. Made it sound like the Eagles are interested in him. He loves Jim Washburn. Jim Washburn loves him. If the Eagles bring in Jason Babin, I'm happy. If they bring in Ray Edwards, I'm happy. If they bring in neither, well, you know, let's see what they do to make this defensive line better. Take one more phone call before we go to break, 610-758-1921. And then we want to show you some interviews. We'll take a phone call now. Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from? Hello? Hi.
You there?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Who's this?
This is Anthony from Washington State.
Hey, Anthony from Washington State. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. It's my first time on.
Hey, great. Welcome.
I was going to ask, why wouldn't we try to pursue some of the Niners linebackers and trade Kevin Cobb? Then we could pursue Nnamdi Asamoah.
Well, I think Nnamdi Asamoah has been – I think here's how I think it works. You go, you explore, you find out what a player's looking for. You make your models. All right, we've got this much money to spend. We want to spend this much here, this much here, this much here. Add this guy, take care of this guy, our own guy, take care of another one of our own guys. I think the Eagles may just say, hey, we're not going to go up here for Nnamdi. We have an idea here. We have an idea here. Linebacker is a great question. How about this as an idea? If Stuart Bradley's not back, I'm not convinced that Jamar Chaney plays the middle. I think they're going to change the scheme at defensive on the front seven because Washburn, if the front four changes, the next three have to change. If they're playing wide, do they play more of a bunch formation? And I'm not convinced Jamar Chaney's the middle linebacker here. So who is it? Is it Casey Matthews? Boy, that's asking an awful lot of a rookie who's 240 pounds. The Eagles sign?
He's undersized to be linebacker in the NFL.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Eagles are in the market to go sign a linebacker.
Who's one out there that
you... Well, I know that... I know the Packers were talking about Nick Barnett. I believe the Tennessee was cutting or had cut, or he's free agent, Stephen Tulloch. They drafted three linebackers. So, you know, there are possibilities here. And I know that the Eagles have looked into this. I mean, they've had 4.5 months to build personnel models and financial models, and they've done all that stuff. So you just gotta wait just a little bit longer to see how it works out.
I know DB was a big concern, but I'm just trying to figure out how we're going to stop that rushing game.
Yeah, well, so, I agree.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate it, Dave, and I'll see you December 1st when Philly comes up here to play Seattle Thursday night.
Okay, hey, we look forward to getting a lot of Eagles fans on board that December 1st game Thursday night at Seattle. Dave Spadaro with you. It's Training Camp Live presented by Xfinity, our first show, and we haven't gone off the air yet. It's going to be a super year. For us, for you, and the Philadelphia Eagles. Lots to come. More of your phone calls. We've got some interviews. We're going to replay the Andy Reid press conference. And we're waiting. We are waiting, people, for the big moves. When will they come for the Philadelphia Eagles? We'll find out. Stay tuned here on Training Camp Live, presented by Xfinity.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Where do you go to find a super business? You know, the ones who do such a super job, they're backed by the super guarantee. Only Super Pages. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, you'll find the super business you need. So next time, let the good guys save the day. Get the super guarantee. Only at Super Pages. Online, on your phone, or in the book. Look for your Super Pages being delivered now.
Another good thing about GEICO is they've got, like, real live people working there 24/7. So, like, say you need to report a claim, right? A real person will be there to help you. Then you can use GEICO.com to view photos of the damage, track your claim, print an estimate. You want an English muffin? They literally hand you a toasted muffin with butter and jam. Oh, it's tasty. That's a complete dramatisation, of course, but you get my point.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
She's even more beautiful now. Are you me? Quite a while from now. So, how'd I do? You did great. But don't forget about us. We still need financial advice. We have to protect and grow our money. You never know what's around the corner, Grandpa.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Using Xfinity Internet, only from Comcast. Stream HD movies and experience your favorite games with blazing fast download speeds. Our fastest yet. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. It's Internet reinvented. With blazing fast speeds and the top-rated Norton Security Suite, a value of $160. Get this special introductory offer on Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
And we're back. Dave Spitter with you here. Training Camp Live presented by Xfinity. 610-758-1921, the number, as we take a look at the now quiet practice fields here on the Goodman campus of Lehigh University. Well, the players reported for work today, and our PhiladelphiaEagles.com cameras were there. First up on our menu tonight, defensive end Darrell Tapp. Now, I know he's excited. He loves Jim Washburn. Second year as an Eagle. Does Tapp win that job on the left side of the defensive line?
First of all, how's it feel to be back?
Good, man. It feels really good to be back. Actually back to work.
What have you been doing this offseason?
Working out, hanging out, you know, hanging with the family. It's been good. Really got to get back to your roots of how you used to do things when you was in high school, when you went out and worked out and worked hard. You did it because you wanted to be successful, not because anybody was making you. So it was a good feeling.
And Moses mentioned that when you guys get out there, you're really going to be able to tell the difference between the guys who've been working and the guys who haven't. Is that fair to say?
Oh, yeah, that's going to be evident. You know, starting from day one, you'll see who it really mattered to as far as the preparation for this season.
And how tough is it going to be fitting a whole offseason into just a couple weeks?
I don't think it'll be tough at all. I mean, football's football. The biggest thing for us is just doing that chemistry that we would have been building throughout this entire, 4 months we've been locked out, trying to get that chemistry set up a lot more.
How about this new defensive line scheme? What have you talked to Coach Washburn about?
Oh, it's going to be exciting. Coach Washburn is a high-quality coach, knows his stuff, passionate about what he does. It's going to be exciting.
And it's exciting for defensive ends, right?
Yes, sir.
Darrell. A lot of the guys, a lot of rookies that are coming in that haven't even seen their playbook until maybe yesterday. How difficult is it going to be to pick up a system that quickly on the run compared to, you know, when you're signed in April and have a chance to, you know, go through mini camps and OTAs? And
it's going to be different for those guys, but you know, all boils down to it's all football. They're going to really focus on studying and knowing when they need to do certain things within the scheme, but it's all football.
All right, that is Darrell Tapp, Eagles defensive end. And, yeah, he's excited. He's got the new do. He's ready to roll. 610-758-1921. The phone line's rolling here. Let's go to Philadelphia. Talk to Darius. Hey, Darius.
Hey, Dave. I wanted to know what you thought about the DRC jersey being available on Eagles.com already.
Yeah, that was a mistake and the wrong. It was actually not anybody in the organization. It was not anything cryptic. It was not a precursor to things. We have many, many things that we're trying to prepare for in case they happen. And unfortunately, that one got out there and quickly taken down. But it's not any inside knowledge, any inside information. Simply a mistake. And we move on from that one.
Okay, one more question. Do you see Casey Matthews starting anytime this upcoming season?
Hey, thanks for the call. It's a very difficult task. Now, he's put on 10 pounds. He's up in the 240s now. He looks great. He's sculpted. He's a physical marvel. He's a smart kid. But he hasn't had any of the camps. He hasn't had any of the, you know, any of the one-on-one time with coaches. I think it's very hard to project him as a starter. I don't go into the season expecting a lot from the rookies other than Danny Watkins, who, when he signs, gets into camp and gets ready to go, he will be the starting right guard on the depth chart. 610-758-1921. Let's take another call. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dave, Ian from Connecticut. How are you?
Ian, what's up, my friend?
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good.
Good to hear your voice, man. It's good to hear. I know you're all in angst, CT Eagle, so let's talk.
No, I'm not in angst. I feel pretty good. I think, if the Eagles' goal was to get their draft pick signed and get Cobb traded and then make the free agent signings, you know, I guess what you said was one piece, you know, I mean, if that's part of their plan, it seems all good to me. Is there an issue signing Watkins because he's slotted in the back half of the first? They got to see where what guys get paid before and after him?
Yeah, I'm surprised he's not signed, Ian. I would expect that to be done, you know, hopefully by tomorrow. I mean, I think the Eagles feel pretty good about where they are as far as signing guys.
Right.
But, yeah, I'm a little surprised about that. I don't know. I'm not up to speed with the nature of the negotiations. And let me make this clear, though. While they're signing their draft picks, making sure that those guys get in, as we take a look at the medical tents at practice here, and the scaffolding that the Doc and his video crew get on, they're not ignoring free agency. They are reaching out to free agents. They are talking numbers with free agents. But the Eagles, Ian, as you know, they do things and they don't let people know about it. And they ask that agents don't let people know about it. And so I think you're going to see a real flurry of activity here in the next 3 days. You obviously can't have a veteran come in, sign a deal, and come in before August 4th, and which is just very unfortunate. Obviously, if you trade Kevin Cobb, you better bring in a backup quarterback. Now, hey, Ian, let me ask you this.
Yep.
If you trade Kevin Cobb, who is your choice for backup quarterback here?
Vince Young. As long as the guy is not a pariah or a cancer in the locker room, you know, I don't know that part of it. But if they feel comfortable with Vince Young, I think it'd be great.
Other than Vince Young, and that's a good name, and he's a talented guy, and you try to rebuild his career, I don't know who else is out there.
Nobody.
Yeah. Brett Favre.
Oh, I would be so miserable with Favre.
I would love it. Great story. Great story.
A camera on his face on the sideline.
Great story, and he would be great in his locker room. Obviously, it's a long shot.
I was washed up.
Well, hey, 2 years ago he was on the verge of taking the Vikings to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So anyway.
Yeah. So a couple things on my mind.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Back seven on the Eagles defense.
Yeah, major changes. Major changes.
And major, you know, if you take Sam Asante out of the equation, I mean, how many games have these people started?
Yeah, it's very young now. Nate Allen's got a year of starting experience under his belt. Kurt Coleman saw a lot of action last year, but
And now it's a new scheme, young guys. I mean, Caldwell's his first year as coach. I think,
Ian, the goal is to make it, and it is a new scheme, Jaquan Jarrett, second round draft pick.
I think it's to make it a simpler
scheme. And all I keep hearing is cover two, cover two, cover two. And maybe that's what the Eagles turn to. Maybe that's what they're
trying to. Yeah, I mean, all that's fine. But just, you know, again, I mean, if we have, certainly, you know, want to win the division and the playoff games and Super Bowl, you know, I mean, if we want to do that, you need to get a vet in the back seven.
Well, how about now?
How about Dawkins?
Wait, let me throw the name at you. No,
don't say Marlon Jett.
That's the name I'm going to throw at you. I'm telling you, he's going to get a crack at starting on this football team.
Well,
the man
he
hasn't played
last year.
The
I mean,
man hasn't
know,
played.
The guy's an injury waiting to happen.
Three straight years he's missed, Ian. Three straight years. It's remarkable.
Given that he's missed three straight years, how would you have any comfort with him back there?
I have to see it. I got to see the guy play. I don't have any comfort at all with him right now. None.
Even,
I love the guy,
even,
too.
Even if he practices and plays well, you can't have any confidence that he'll
right.
be able to
so,
be
so
playing
you,
the playoffs.
So you better have depth. You better love Kurt Coleman. You better love Jaquan Jarrett. You better love Nate Allen. You better love Colt Anderson.
I think love all those players.
I think
growing pains.
I think Jamar Adams, Jamar Wall, all those players are going to be in the mixer. I'm with you. It's fascinating to me, Ian, that a team that won the NFC East last year, all right, that really transition year changed the roster. You're looking at another transformation on defense and potentially on special teams in the kicking game, right? It's remarkable to me that they would do this.
Well, kicking game they had to. I mean, they had no choice. Bidding war for a kicker.
Well, but where's Akers? The bidding war for Akers, I mean, I wish him the best of luck, but there's been, what, four or five kickers who've signed already?
Yeah, I'm pretty surprised about that.
I think the direction of this team is this. They really like their young core. They really like their last two drafts. They really like their coaching staff. And then you're going to see a piece or two, very key, very intricate pieces, maybe three pieces added in a free agency. Players are going to come in here and start.
What is the – well, good, because I think we need – I certainly think we need that. Can you comment or do you have any information about the Eagles were in the running trying to sign Free from Dallas.
Doug Free?
Yep.
Is that a rumor out there?
Well, it was reported. I can get you the source in a sec.
And to do what? To come in and play right tackle?
I suppose.
Well, he's not playing left tackle. I wouldn't comment on that. I don't know anything about that. But Ian, those are the kind of moves that the Eagles, they've got a lot of things going behind the scenes. I guarantee it.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
So salary cap.
Yeah.
What do we got, 65,000? I mean, how much?
Well, the reported number is 20 million. I think it could be more than that.
I thought it was like 60 or 70.
No, I've seen 20. I don't think 60 or 70 million. It could be substantially more than 20. And then you're going to redo Vic's deal. See, you want to, with all these things done, this team needs to sign Vic to a long-term deal, potentially sign DeSean Jackson to a long-term deal.
That's 15, 20 million right there.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. Well, it depends on how you structure the deal, how much of the cap hit you take this year. A backup running back veteran. Do they bring in a wide receiver? Everybody was convinced a week ago that Plaxico Burress was coming to Philadelphia. I spoke to Gary Myers. He was convinced from the New York Daily News that Plaxico Burress was coming to Philadelphia. Now he's visiting Pittsburgh. He's interested in New York Giants. St. Louis seems out of the running. I mean, it's a total crapshoot. So it's going to be one thing. I think one thing we learn here is that the idea that teams had deals already done, not necessarily the case. What else, Ian?
I'm a little surprised that seemingly don't have any interest in Bradley.
I'm surprised too.
Given that, I would have to imagine that they have their eye on someone who will make a difference at the linebacker spot.
I would agree with you there.
You know, you got the guy from the Jets, Harris. You got, what's his name, Barnett or Burnett from...
Nick Barnett.
The guy from San Diego.
Oh, Kevin Burnett, yep.
And guys from Tennessee.
Yep.
But these guys are all 30 million guys. Badman's going to be 30, you know.
Here's what I don't get. Okay, so I'm reading Pro Football Talk now, and Adam Schefter of ESPN reports that the Niners have reached an agreement with the guy, Ray McDonald, a defensive tackle who, I got to tell you, I never heard of him. Okay, he's never started for the 49ers. He signs a 5-year, $20 million deal with $7 million guaranteed.
Right.
He hasn't started any games. And you're guaranteeing, I mean, so Is that a good move? Is that a good signing? The money seems all over the place right now.
It sure does.
You know, Quentin Michael, God bless him, love him, but 28 mil over 4 years?
That's got to be a Kardashian contract.
Yeah, why that was a
good one. Back-end loaded?
Yeah, back-end loaded, right. But still, I'm sure you got a nice...
Yeah, hey,
nice chunk
him.
Of change in the front side.
So Raquel Welch side. In terms of the cover two.
Yes.
So
I said Raquel Welch.
What scheme does Arizona run? Did Cromartie play in a cover two?
I think he played some press cornerback, and I think that's what the Eagles want to do.
Okay.
He's a big guy. He's a big tall guy.
Yeah.
He had a really good year 2 years ago. Playmaker. If he's the guy, hey, great. But again, I've learned, Ian, that I'm like you guys. And thanks for the call, Ian.
Yep.
I go so up and down like a fan. I get names in my head, and I get a wish list, and I just I don't know. So anyway, enough of me, guys. Andy Reid held a press conference a short time ago. It's a long one. It's about a half an hour. I urge you to stick with it. Read between the lines here. Andy Reid, the state of the team. A replay right now.
All right. I'm fired up to be back. I know you guys are, and the rest of the team is. We're excited to have the opportunity to come up here to Lehigh. I'd like to thank the people at Lehigh and our staff for putting things together on a short schedule. We've been very organized to this point, and things are running smooth, and that's that's obviously a plus as we go forward here. So, likewise, I know, and as well as you know, we're covering a lot of bases here with free agency, trades, contracts, all of those things. I don't want to divulge anything now, as we're in the process of that. So a lot of the things that normally take place in the off season, during those periods, we're doing now. Derek's filled you in on the draft picks and where we stand with that. That's been moving very smooth. Howie Roseman and Joe Banner have done a phenomenal job there, along with the agents, of working through the new rules and regulations. Likewise, as coaches, we've worked through some rules, new rules and regulations that have come to us as soon as just a few minutes ago on practice and the way things are expected to work there. So, but I told you this before we left, that we've got every scenario covered, and it's been a smooth transition. So the way I'm looking at the practices within the rules that we've been given, and with the offseason, the way it's gone, is I'm going to ramp up, use the first few days as ramp-up days, just get the guys back into the flow, start in a walkthrough manner, and let the new coaches teach the things that they need to teach, and then the coaches that have switched positions in Juan's case, to introduce some of those things. We'll have a walkthrough tomorrow morning, and then we'll have a helmeted practice in the afternoon. It's a non-contact and no padded practice. The following day, we'll do the same thing. We'll give them a little bit more time on the field in the morning, but it'll still be a walkthrough, get the guys back into the flow of things. And then in the afternoon, we'll pick up the pace a little bit. And again, these will be short, fast practices. And then the third day, we'll increase it even a little bit more. I'm going to still keep them out of the pads on that day, even though you'll read the rules and we'd be allowed to do that. Again, just making sure that with the offseason, the way it's been, that I've got a good feel of the players, where they're at in condition-wise, and then the next day there, which would end up being the fourth day, then we'll put on the pads in the morning, and we'll have a walkthrough in the afternoon. We'll continue on with that schedule throughout the rest of camp at Lehigh here. So, again, man, we're fired up. We are excited. It's great to have the NFL back flowing. I thought the players and the administrators within the league, headed up by the commissioner, I thought they did a great job of pulling this thing together and getting – what's good for both sides. And I think the players, the ones that I talked to yesterday, were upbeat and positive. Man, they came in. We had a bunch of them come in and work out, and they were they're ready to go. So it's exciting times, and we've missed it the last 140 days. None of us have had a a whole lot to do, I think, by this turnout here. It looks that way. So I'm glad you guys are excited. We are too. Time's yours.
Where do things stand with Kevin Cobb? Do you still plan to trade him? And if so, and you can't get something done tomorrow, does he have to report tomorrow?
Yeah, this is I can't get in to divulge all that. I'm not going into the and I'm glad you guys that you're listening as well as you were before. That's a good thing. So I free agency and the and trades and any contract thing, I'm staying away from there right now. You know, when you're normally in the thing with some form of a strategy to work through, I don't want to divulge anything. We're moving on, and the players, you know, have this grace period here. The veteran players for teams that start on Wednesday, they've got a day grace period just by travel. So there might be some guys here that are conflicted by travel and so on that don't make it. But.
Will Kevin still have to report even as trade talks would be going on potentially, or would you expect him here?
We'll see. We'll just see how things go here.
Do you expect to see DeSean Jackson?
Like I said, we'll see how things go.
And there seemed to be this big expectation that as soon as Tuesday came around, there'd be the big flood of player movement and all these transactions would be made, and yet teams seem to be off to a halting start, including your...
Well, you know what? I think everybody's trying to make sure they have the rules and regulations down. And so you're trying to work within that. I noticed it even with the draft picks here. It's a... People are cautious, and they're making sure that they've got everything down. And I'm talking about management and agents. So, that's what it is. And you're working within a new cap. It's a new cap schedule. So you've got to kind of budget everything and make sure you got it right. This is the way it's going to be for the next few years here, and we're just introduced to it. So there are going to be some of those type of things that go on. That's okay. It'll all work out, and... It'll be very smooth as it goes on.
You and other members of the front press have made no secret that you were going to come out and be aggressive in free agency. Is that still the plan?
Well, we'll see how things go. We're sorting through all that. That's I can't sit here and divulge that. I mean, we're not there yet. You know, we'll find out here Friday and see how things work out. Then we'll find out a few days after that too. So it's we're cramming a lot of things in a short period of time. I know you guys want to know it, and we're working through it. So, we'll find out when it happens. There are strategies involved in it that we've tried to put together. We've had a few days to think about it in the off season and put some plans together on how we're going to attack it according to the scenarios that were given by the league. And now we're in that process of doing what we're doing. And I mean, I can't say a whole lot about that.
You know, you're known for physically hard camps. The players have said in the past they think they benefit at the end of the year by having a hard camp. Is this going to be a hard camp? And then how does this all going to fit in with what's been your philosophy?
Well, listen, the morning practices will be very similar to what we had once we get into day three. The morning practices will be very similar to what we've had before. So as far as time goes and format, now, I told you on day three I was going to keep the pads off them in the morning, but that format will be the same format we use on day four. It'll be the same format that we've used in the past. So that part's going to be very physical. It's still going to be the same type of thing. This is a sport where you make contact. The afternoon practice where we had the 10-10-10s and the special teams practice, you can't have those anymore. That's not how it works. That's a walkthrough period. I mean, you could do the walkthrough in the morning or the afternoon, but the next practice, out of pads, and you've got to go a walkthrough. That's just like we would do our 8-8 on Wednesdays and Thursdays during the season. Very similar to that. So there's no helmet. There's no pads. Players are fast when they're pre-snap, and then they cruise after that.
Andy, with all the time,
go ahead, finish here.
Will special teams suffer as a result?
Well, listen, I'm making up for that in other areas with Bobby. So I've extended a couple of special teams periods a little bit longer than what I had before when we have the opportunity to go fast. And so we'll get Bobby caught up there. And I think when it's all worked out here, if you just calculated the minutes, it's going to be equal, and he'll have a good, you know, good
with all the top time. I'm sorry. With all the time lost with the OTAs and mini camps, how much do you need a star receiver like DeSean Jackson in camp working with Michael Vick and the rest of the offense?
Well, listen, I'm not going to get into all that. I would just tell you that any player, and this is going to happen because we're starting now, and any free agent that you have or whatever takes place down the road here, they're going to have to catch up. So, but anytime you miss a practice, it doesn't matter if it's this year, or, you know, next year, wherever, it doesn't matter, or years past, you miss a practice, that's one less day of getting better. And so, the best we can, we're going to get everybody in here when we can get them in here and roll. We've got the majority of the team here, and that's the important thing. And like I said, Howie and Joe have done a phenomenal job with these draft picks, because that's been a slow process to this point, but they've really knocked out quite a few of them.
It's going to be for the rookies. I mean, most of them haven't even seen their playbook yet. No camps to get acclimated to your system. I mean, how tough is it going to be for them?
Yeah, it's going to be a catch-up game for them. That's where your OTAs come in handy. In that case, but you know what it is? It's equal opportunity all the way throughout the league. So I'm not going to dwell on it. We've got a plan for that, and we're going to go for it. So and everybody else, I'm sure, has their plan. We've got our ideas, and I told you before, this is in that case, and with new players coming in from other teams, that's where you test your teaching ability. And so what we did as coaches, we made sure we went back and made sure that we detailed everything even another inch. And so when we get in there, there's not a lot of wasted words or time. We can get it to the players and make sure we give it to them, take these complex concepts and simplify them the best we can so that these guys can execute them quickly from the time they break the huddle to the snap.
Personal patience level with a player who doesn't want to be here and doesn't show up at the time that he is supposed to report tomorrow?
Well, listen, it's all part of the game. I understand that. Obviously, I want everybody here. I'm a coach, right? So I want everybody here. But I'm also versatile and resourceful. So whatever works, I'm ready to roll. We've got the guys that are here. We're coaching the heck out of them.
Days about that situation?
Well, I've talked to all the guys. Yeah, I've talked to everybody. So he would be one of them that I have talked to. Obviously, I'm not going to talk about all that, but I have talked to him.
Did he give you any indication, though, that he was not?
Well, I'm not going to talk about all that. I just...
had a lot of turnover with your staff in the offseason, with new guys taking new assistant roles, new assistants coming in. Was missing the OTAs particularly hard for you because you have this new staff coming in that's going to be assuming new responsibilities?
Well, I think what you're going to see, there are a lot of similarities. Obviously, Juan has been around our defense. He's made some subtle changes, but they're not things that our players aren't familiar with, the veteran players. So I don't think it's going to be these the huge changes that have taken place. Juan's been here through the duration of, from the start since I've been here. And so I think the players we'll be able to pick things up fine. I'm not worried about that. The new coaches, they've got to teach their concepts. These next couple days are going to give them a lot of individual time to kind of teach. And even if it's just taking a step that they want, if it's Howard in the run game or Wash in a pass rush, being able to talk and walk through those things, I think is a big thing right now. And getting the guys going in the right direction. We've got the athletes and so on, and we've got smart guys. They'll pick it up fast, and we want them to play fast on both sides of the ball, and it's our responsibility to make sure that happens through our teaching process.
How much tougher will it be for the rookies? And I know you kind of addressed that a little bit earlier, but it's going to be tough enough for the veterans.
Yeah, well, no, listen, they're going to have to put on their thinking caps, and it's also the physical part of it. Like I said, I'm starting off slow, and I think one of the things that's important here is And I keep saying this, but Howie and Joe and the agents, they've worked together. They've crammed a lot of wording and strategies in and to get these guys here. So the majority of them, if they're not here now, they'll be here either tonight or tomorrow, and there, it's going to be a limited amount of time missed. And so, that's a tribute to them. But listen, they're going to have to really focus in, and there's got to be a lot of concentration.
And you know, a lot of guys coming off surgeries or big injuries, and obviously you weren't able to monitor them during the lockout. So that mean maybe you treat – I know everybody's different, but you treat them a little bit with kid gloves coming out of the box here?
Yeah, I'm, like I said, tomorrow morning we're just going to walk through. And we've got about an hour, half hour, 20-minute practice, and it's just – it's a walkthrough. We're just going to walk and talk. You're taking the chalkboard out of the room and you're putting it on the field. So it's a meeting on the field, and it's an opportunity for the coaches to have a lot of individual time and work through things with their guys. And then the afternoon we'll pick up the pace a little bit, and then we'll back it back off the next morning. And we'll just talk and walk and make sure that they understand, and then we'll pick it up a little bit in the afternoon. So I'm saying it's just a ramp-up period. Start them off slow. And listen, we've got time. We've got the guys here on Wednesday. The majority of the team's here. And we'll just take it day by day here and get them into shape. We understand that they miss the OTA. I understand all that. And so I'm just going to take them nice and slow and get them back into the swing of things and make sure that the injuries are as limited as possible by practice here. And then Rick's in there now. So he's in there going through all the guys and for the physicals and so on. So I don't know a whole lot right now, but I'm sure I'll find things out.
What's his sense? Does he think they're in shape from what he's seen?
Well, we saw some of the guys yesterday. We weren't able to physical them today, but we saw the guys yesterday. So you're talking injury, but the guys that came in yesterday I thought looked pretty good. You guys saw them out there. I thought they looked good. We didn't take them out and run them or anything, so run routes. We couldn't do that. So I don't know from there. What it is. I'll know tomorrow. I'll have a pretty good idea tomorrow when I see them just run around a little bit and as they get their timing back and so on.
And you guys talk about how slowly you're going to bring guys along here the first few days. You have a preseason game in 15 days. How challenging is it going to be to go into that? And, I mean, do you worry about injuries in a game like that and guys just not knowing the plays and just being, jeopardizing themselves?
Yeah, well, listen, in theory, this is the day the veterans were coming in. So it's the same amount of time that the veterans would come in till we play. I'm not jumping them right into pads right away like we've done in the past. I'm going to ease them into this thing, and you're talking 4 days. So I'm okay with that. That's all right. And
that's with OTAs and minicamps and the whole offseason.
That's right. Yeah.
This is 15 days with none of that.
Yeah. Well, listen, it'll all work. Like I said, it's equal opportunity all the way around. I'll have a little better feel tomorrow when I see see what kind of shape they're in, and if I have to back off a little bit so we take steps forward later, I'm okay with that.
But won't veterans have a huge advantage here?
Well, I would think. I mean, they're going to be a step ahead. They're going to be a step ahead. So I understand that. And at the same time, we'll see the rookies. There it's a little bit like Evelyn Wood's speed reading class. I mean, we'll find out who can move their finger the fastest, right? So we'll find out here.
So you don't feel like you'll be putting guys at risk, practice for 2 weeks, just got their playbooks, just met their coaches, just met their teammates, in 15 days go to play a preseason game at the lake?
Well, listen, my thing is it was our responsibility to bring in the right kind of guys. I mentioned this after the draft. I thought we brought in some guys, and you read about them. I thought we brought in some guys that were smart guys, good character guys, team captains, all that type of thing. And I think that helps you in this case, the best it can help you. I think they're pretty good guys, so I would imagine that the veterans, you have no other choice. You're up here at Lehigh. You have no other choice than to welcome everybody in and let's go. And the veterans, I think you'll see them helping the players out, the young guys out in the back as much or more than what they've done in the past. So it's just important that through the grind, as we get into day 4, day 5, and so on, that those guys maintain their focus and and with the heat and the humidity and all those type of things.
You have to deal with the reality of the situation, but were you surprised and maybe a little disappointed when you saw the new practice regulations?
You know what? Change is hard for everybody. But I really didn't care. I prepped for it, and it is what it is. It doesn't bother me. I'm more progressive than that. If it's given to me, I'm gonna try to solve whatever problem's there. Any change that's there, try to solve it. And I think we have a pretty good plan. And we'll see how it goes. And I'm excited about it. And I think our guys are. And I think it'll work out fine.
How do you delegate within the organization with so many balls in the air, undrafted rookie signings, free agents, trades, all that other stuff? I know some people are back in Philly now. How did you guys come to maybe a plan to delegate and split everything up?
Well, thank goodness for cell phones. I mean, Joe, Howie, and I have talked a few times today. They're doing a great job. Howie's got a crew. Joe's got a crew. They're all working together and putting these deals together and keeping things flowing, talking with the agents. It's been catch up for the agents too, so they're all kind of they're working together, maybe even more so than before, working together to get things done and get it done in a short period of time. So, but we've got a good crew. Obviously, we have people that we trust and within the organization to do things like that.
You generally have maybe even a better idea of who's on this team coming into camp, but with everything that's happened with the lockout, how tough is it to probably not have certain guys here, maybe even your free agents being able to practice till the following week, all things of that nature, not having almost your whole team here when you take...
Yeah, well, listen, I kind of know how many draft picks as I started here, we were down three that weren't signed, but the majority of the guys are signed. So, we'll get them up here. Through the 5 o'clock driving area, we'll get them up here, and then we'll cut it loose. And if a veteran player isn't able to practice or isn't here or whatever it might be, well, it gives that young guy an opportunity to practice. So I'm okay with that. If somebody misses, it gives that next guy a chance, and then you get to see the depth of your team and teach it all works out. It all works out.
Everybody has Kevin Cobb dealt. Any chance that he's here still?
You're working that question, but listen, we'll see how all that works out. We'll see how everything goes here.
Other teams abandoned the idea of going to camp. You obviously thought it was really important for this group. Why?
Abandoned coming up to here? Yeah. Well, listen, number one, Lehigh worked with us. I think a lot of the teams got to a point where they had to make a decision, and Lehigh just said, hey, they kept in Joe and the people up here kept in touch, and Don Smolenski, and they allowed us to do this. And then John Hatfield, he had the brake on, but the motor was running. So when it was time to go, he was out the gate, Rick Burkholder out the gate, and they told me they could get it done, and then they were able to do it. So... I had to make sure that I had trust in that. Corey Matei, who's my assistant, he sets all the camp up. He felt comfortable with it. And then the people at Lehigh helping us out, whether it's the staff that puts the food together or the cleaning staff, maintenance staff, they were able to get a crew together that will work through this. And they thought it could be done, and they were ready to roll.
Why did you think it was important to do it?
Well, whoever asked the question about the continuity, I love coming up here because it puts everybody together. So you're talking about players that don't know each other, haven't gone through many camps. Maybe this is even more important to come up here. They're housed together. They've got to make it work. When you're up here, there's not a lot of other things going on. And so you sit around after your meetings, you talk and socialize and review your playbooks. You got to do all those things that you do. I think it brings the team together a little bit.
Andy, you get more accomplished here than if you were spending this time at the NovaCare?
Well, I'll tell you, I could make it work either place. You know, I enjoy coming up here. I like having our fields the rest of the year look as nice as they are and as nice to practice on as we have them. So there's some benefits to that. I like having all the guys right here together and no distractions. That's a good thing.
That signed cannot report to camp until August 4th. Do you know why the NFL had that? And does that affect you guys in any way? You're bringing these guys in so late.
The rules are the rules on it. So, like I said, I mean, you'd love to have them all here today. Be that there, you've got to be a little flexible. One of the neat things that we do with our meetings is we film our meetings, and so with that, we use that as a teaching tool for guys that come in late. We're able to sit them down, and all the installs that have been delivered, we can catch the players up in free time without the coach having to sit in there and go back through the install. And so that will probably even be used more this year than it has in the past. But it allows those players to understand the plays and try to use technology and teaching the best we can.
You talked earlier about the challenges to the rookies. Have you lowered your expectations for their first year impact on this team?
I haven't. We've got a lot of young guys, anyways. But for the young rookies coming in, no, I haven't. I expect them to come in and play and learn, and you just got to focus in just a little bit more aggressively and stay tuned. When you're tired, you got to make sure you put the toothpicks in the eyes and make sure those eyelids don't collapse on you. And stay awake, and then review any opportunity that you're given to go back over what you've been given by a coach. Go back over it. Do it again. Ask the veteran players, but utilize every minute of time that you have.
Andy, how much do you think Michael will benefit from now being in camp as the guy, as the starter? This time last year he came in behind Kevin, but now he emerged last year and is now the guy. How much do you think that'll benefit going into week one?
Yeah, well, by the time it's all said and done, it almost doubles his reps. So that's a good thing. And so you can't help but get better. You can't help but get better from the knowledge bank that he put away this past season. He brings that out. He adds to it and learns and takes his game even to another notch. Beautiful thing about Michael is, and he'll be the first to tell you, he can even get better. I would say that about every player. Every player, no matter how long they've been in the league, you can always get better as a coach. You can do the same thing. But Michael knows that, and he's ready to go. He looks like he's in great shape, and I know he can't wait to cut it loose. He is very excited. You have a chance to talk to him, you get that's radiating from him, that he wants to go, like now. So,
what areas are you looking for him to get better in? What are the key areas for him to improve from last year?
Well, the obvious one is what we talked about, just making sure he and the center are on the same page with the blitz game. It's equal opportunity for both of them. Making sure that they have communication there, and that's not Michael. That's two guys working together and knowing each other, and so that'll probably be the number one thing. And then the other things are smaller things that we deal with. And Michael, before we were in the lockout, Michael had already been able to address some of that. So he was able to take with him what he needs to work on after he left our facility there.
Starting right tackle right now.
Well, we've got both Winston, just depending on how Winston's feeling here. I got to get with Rick, but you've got Winston and King Dunlap who both can do that. I'm going to put Danny at the right guard position when he's ready to go, and then we're going to go. We're going to roll from there. Jamal's ready to go. Yeah, he's ready to go.
Because
it'll be the starting center.
Because of all the unknowns with personnel, and are you going to experiment more with just giving guys some reps with the ones and kind of at some spots and just kind of shuffling things around and trying different things?
Yeah, I want to get them out there and see first. I want to see what we've got. I haven't had a chance to work with any of the rookies. I just want to kind of get a feel of what's there, and then I'll take it from there. And if we need to move or move guys here or there, we can do that. But I know we've got good players. That's what I know we have, and it's just a matter of we get them in the right spots and they do the things that I know they can do and they know they can do, then we should have a pretty good football team.
Where would you put McLean to get most of his reps then?
second team.
Well, the one nice thing, he plays either guard and center, so it works good with that, and he'll get plenty of work.
After, do you take into account at all like how quickly you think they might be able to get up to speed in such a short period of time?
I will. I've just got to see. Listen, I would imagine they're going to be in the same type of shape as our players that are here now and that I'll have a couple days with here, so I'll be able to kind of make a judgment on the guys that we have in place, and then we'll see when they come in. We'll see when they come in, and I'm sure I'm going to have to ease them into it. The one nice thing, that the league did was they gave us a bigger roster that we can use for camp, and that way you can still maintain the length of your practice and depth of your football team, so that the the guys don't get forced in a position where they're cramming in a ton of reps.
Does it make it more challenging, I guess, to go after certain free agents, just because, such a short time period before them?
Yeah, we had a pretty well thought out plan. So I think that was important when the gun fired, we were able to come out of the blocks and fast and do our communicating with people. We kind of knew the direction we wanted to go, and we'll just see how things work out as it goes. But we tried to think through all the different scenarios, and we'll see how it all works out with time.
Two more questions. The history of veterans holding out against the Eagles over the last 20 years, the results, things haven't really turned out too well for those players. Why is that, and would you obviously advise against a current player doing?
Well, listen, I don't want you don't want any player to miss time. You don't want them to do that. You understand that's part of the game, but you don't. I don't want any player to miss time. I want them to be out here. I think the players want to be out here. Likewise, but there's two sides of this. There's a football side. There's a business side, and you have to work it through. Things happen. There's change, human element. That's the beauty of the game. All of those things are the beauty of the game and the challenge of the game. Challenge to put all that together and still win football. You got to love that, right? You got to love that. So I don't let all that bother me. I move forward. Another man misses a day. Another man practices and gets himself better. That's a beautiful thing.
At the moment, who's your starting right cornerback right now?
My starting right cornerback? I'm not going to tell you.
Is the plan right now to have Chase Henry be the punter?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how all this works out. We'll see. We got a little time.
Okay.
Thanks. Yeah! Oh, yeah!
For years, one rivalry has divided a continent. In this showdown, players become legends, and goals are remembered forever. USA, Mexico, age-old rivalry, brand new chapter. Cheer on your national team when the USA faces Mexico, Wednesday, August 10th at Lincoln Financial Field. For tickets, call Ticketmaster or visit ussoccer.com.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
Turn left. You have arrived.
Sweet belt. E-reader for textbooks. GPS. HD video cam for lectures. Gamepad. Have you ever considered this? It's got all that and more than 200,000 apps.
Technology to learn and play on the go, only at Verizon. Buy one Droid 3 by Motorola, the thinnest full QWERTY smartphone ever, for $199.99 and get another one free.
Guys, LB green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar. That's what makes Snapple extraordinary. Not that.
Healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar.
What'd he say?
No idea.
Snapple. Made from the best stuff on Earth.
40 years. 14,610 days. 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution. All for the 1 second you needed. The G-Series. Prime. Perform. Recover.
Beaky, I've been wondering.
Yes, sweet?
How can you eat ice cream every day and still fly?
Simple. It's not ice cream.
Sweet, sweet. What?
It's frozen yogurt from Turkey Hill Dairy. It's enriched with calcium and vitamin D for stronger wings. Try some.
Mmm, it's delicious. I'm going to get some for myself. Gotta fly.
Turkey Hill Dairy's frozen yogurt and light recipe ice cream. Enriched, timeless goodness imported from Lancaster County.
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
And the light is fading here at Lehigh University. Dave Spadaro with you. Let's take some phone calls. As a beautiful scene at the Goodman campus of Lehigh. Dave Spadaro here. And Mike from Philadelphia joins us. Mike, how are you?
Great.
Great.
Yeah, I was wondering, why not just go for Marion Barber since he's released? I mean, I'm sure he'd like to get back in Dallas.
Marion Barber, interesting. A masher, backup kind of running back here. I like Marion Barber a lot. Not sure he's a West Coast offense guy, but you know what's interesting? Mike, I think there's a bunch of good running backs out there. Eagles are going to add somebody as a veteran, I think, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure him, like Portis, I mean, just to get back at their team, I mean, it'd be fun.
No, it's not about getting back. They're not going to get back at the team. They got to build a good roster here. Clint Portis is too old for me.
Yeah, how about Garcia's back? I mean, he knows the whole offense.
Jeff Garcia?
He's same age as Brett Favre. I mean, so I'm sure he could do better than Favre or something.
Well, listen, I mean, at this point, I'll take any name I can possibly find. Thanks for the call, Mike. Any name I can I just wrote this. I'm writing my column right now. I mean, you got Vince Young, you got Trent Edwards, who I think is going to Oakland to be a starter. Who the heck else is out there as a backup quarterback? Maybe Jeff Garcia, Brett Favre, Jeff Garcia, who knows? 610-758-1921. Let's take another call here. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sean from West Virginia.
Sean, what's up?
Man, I got a question.
Okay.
Who do you send the Eagles' next target, and how much is it going to cost us?
The next target?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess either I think they're going to go, the next player they sign will be a free agent defensive lineman. How's that?
Yeah, and who and how much is it going to cost us?
More than I can imagine.
Okay, thank you.
All right, man. I don't know what they're going to do. I really don't. I am in the dark. You want to tell me Jason Babin? Sure. You want to tell me the Eagles trade to Arizona, Kevin Cobb, and get Roger Cromartie back? Fine. I'm all in. Take another call here. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Eric from Massachusetts.
Eric, hello. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I'm just overly concerned about the whole linebacking corps now that we're definitely, or not definitely, but now that we're reportedly not re-signing Stuart Bradley. I'm a big Jamar Chaney fan. But I'm not too high on Moses Folku. I mean, he can be a starter, but we definitely need to sign a middle linebacker to move Jamie to the weak side.
I don't discount Stuart Bradley. I don't discount any of those guys because things have a way of working out where, and I love Stu. He's a great guy. Maybe he goes and tries to test the market. The market's not there, and he comes back to the Eagles and says, well, on second thought. So I'm not discounting that, but I think you're right. I think there's a huge change here at linebacker. I think the only one you can really count on is Jamar Chaney. I happen to like Keenan Clayton. I'm interested to see what Greg Lloyd and Brian Roll and Casey Matthews do here. So, there's definitely a changing of the line here, the lineup for the Philadelphia Eagles. No Ernie Sims. I like Moses Folku. I'm just not sure where he fits in with this scheme.
Yeah, my other thing is I agree that we do need a defensive end, but I mean, during the chat, there's people, Ray Edwards, Jason Babin. I would go with Jason Babin because, first thing, Jim Washburn in Tennessee got 12.5 sacks out of this guy who's been a journeyman his entire career.
Yes, he did.
So why would you not reunite the two and across from Trent Cole? That would be an unstoppable combo.
And thanks for the call. I think that it's more than just reuniting. You got to strike a deal that Jason likes. He's 31 years old. I mean, is he looking for more of a long-term deal? I don't know. But I think the Eagles will get something. 610-758-1921. One more call, then we take some time and go over the hill and talk to some players. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kevin from Woodbridge.
Hey, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Welcome to training camp, my brother.
Thank you. Gosh, I'm so glad it started.
Isn't it amazing? Did you think, though, for a while there, Kevin, that it might not start?
For a little bit, I thought I was going to get delayed, and it was going to be at the Lincoln Financial. I was going to be bummed.
Well, I just wanted to get. It's going to go by so quickly here, and the games will be upon us.
I know. I want to go to the Baltimore the preseason opener. I'm already ready.
I got to tell you, I think that preseason opener, there's going to be a lot of players who won't play in that game. I think every new player that you sign after a week of practice. I don't think they're going to play, but regardless, you'll still see Michael Vick and you'll see the starters out there for a while.
We'll see football, so
yes,
we'll be happy.
That's true. That's true. What's on your mind, sir?
I would rather get a defensive end from the Cardinals.
Whom would you like to get?
Just a D lineman. I really want Dockett. If everyone says Dockett.
I just don't think they're going to trade Dockett. But how would you then solve your right cornerback situation?
Then we'd go after Namdi or Joseph.
Okay. Sounds good to me. I don't think it's going to happen, but...
I don't either. It was just my fantasy.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to trade Darnell Dockett. I think he's a pretty darn good player.
Yeah, I do too. I just saw his tweet earlier, maybe 3 weeks ago, and he caught me off guard.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, these guys with their Twitter, you don't know what they're thinking 1 minute to the next. Hey... Give me help on the D-line. Give me help in the secondary. I think the Eagles can use it in both spots. Who, I don't know. What, I don't know. How it gets done, Kevin, I do not know, but I can't wait for it to happen. I cannot wait.
I just want to see a signing. I'll be happy.
I'm with you, brother.
Give me the movement.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. I think everybody's like that. I think everybody's just anxious for something to happen. How about the players? Well, they came into camp today. They are charged up. They are ready to go. And LeSean McCoy, coming off his breakout season, primed for more this year in what should be a dynamic, explosive, outstanding Eagles offense.
To try to crash everything in only 3 weeks, you know, so all that we can do is take, you know, one day at a time. I think it helps kind of the older guys that kind of been here for a little bit, kind of know our role and the playbook and things like that. But I think the biggest thing is trying to get familiar with everybody again. Reunited again and get on the same page, you know. So just gotta go take each day at a time.
Is there any curiosity yourself where you are right now in football shape wise?
I think I'm in good shape. I mean, it's hard to kind of compare football shape, you know, until you put the pads on. You know, you go through a huddle, run a play, and you know that type of tempo. You know, so right now I think I'm in good shape. I've been running, I've been training. You know, I think it's a little different. You know, not training with the team. With the whole locker and everything. So I think each player I've seen and talked to, they're in good shape. So it's just a matter of getting actually in the football shape.
Folks said that it might be week 3 or 4 until we actually see some decent football out there. Do you think it may take that long?
I'm not sure. Like I said, each player, we have to help each other out and just get prepared together. So we'll see how it goes.
You're sharing a backfield now with a West Virginia guy. That cannot sit well with you.
There's a lot of Big East players back there, you know, but it'll be fine. I had to deal with it with Owen Smith the whole year, so... You know, and a good thing I beat him twice in my 2 years at Pitt.
Have you talked to Deshaun at all and have any gauge of what he's thinking right now?
Yeah, we talked. We talked, we texted and talked, but I didn't really get into football-wise, you know. Me and Deshaun were friends. You know, we've always been friends, you know, since I got here. And, you know, he comes or he doesn't come. I mean, you know, I support him, I support the team. You know, so I don't really know what's going to happen, but I just talked to him about just you know, everything, everyday type stuff.
You expect him to be here?
I mean, I'm not sure. You know, I would love for him to be here. I mean, great player, a great teammate, fun guy to be around. So, you know, we need him, and whatever happens, happens. So I'm sure the team, and they'll work that stuff out. That's, you know, that's his business.
What's
What's the ceiling for this offense, considering that Mike will be the starter going into the season this time?
Hey, man, I'm excited. You know, anytime, you know, Seven's back there, it's always be something special. I think all the weapons and the coach is doing a great job of bringing guys in, you know, to kind of help us out even more. So I'm just excited. I'm actually anxious, man. This is how it works out.
Okay. John, put yourself in the place of some of these rookies like Dion and Devine, who haven't seen a playbook until yesterday probably, didn't get the advantage of mini camp or OTAs. How difficult would it be to pick up this system this quickly?
I mean, to be honest, I think it's going to be tough. You know, I just couldn't think back in my rookie year, you know, and actually having all the OTAs and mini camps and it's still being tough, you know. But I think the best part is, man, having players like myself, you know, and Buckley to kind of help them out. I think it makes it a lot easier when you guys that play your same position are helpful, you know, and good teammates. You know, Brian was the same way to me. So it's only right for me to do the same thing to them guys.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why? Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line. Where are you going?
Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
When times are tough, it can be hard to find that little extra bit of money. That's why you should get the Inquirer. It comes with so many coupons and money-saving deals, savings almost fly out of its pages. Use the Inquirer every day, and those savings really, well, pile up. In fact, last year, the Inquirer carried over $129,000 worth of coupons and special ad offers. That's a heap of money. So get the Inquirer. It could be the difference between getting by and getting going.
Where do you go to find a super business? You know, the ones who do such a super job, they're backed by the super guarantee? Only Super Pages. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, you'll find the super business you need. So next time, let the good guys save the day. Get the super guarantee, only at Super Pages. In the book, on your phone, or online.
It's beautiful. It's intelligent. Even genius. But does your network work?
Yes, I can hear you now.
This is America's largest and most reliable network, Verizon, built so you can rule the air.
Rico is the official document solutions partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. Visit Rico at www.rico-usa.com.
For years, one rivalry has divided a continent. In this showdown, players become legends and goals are remembered forever. USA, Mexico, age-old rivalry, brand new chapter. Cheer on your national team when the USA faces Mexico, Wednesday, August 10th at Lincoln Financial Field. For tickets, call Ticketmaster or visit ussoccer.com.
All right, we're wrapping things up here shortly. We still want to take a couple of phone calls, 610-758-1921. Simply put, we are lacking light here at Goodman Campus of Lehigh University. Let's take a phone call. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Michael, I'm calling from New York.
Hey, Mike. How are you, Michael?
Good. How about you?
Good. I'm fired up, man. I'm ready for training camp. I'm ready to see this Eagles team back on the field.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait. I wanted to talk about what free agents I would like on the team.
Yes.
And which ones I don't want.
Okay.
And one of the ones I definitely don't want is Jason Babin, which I've been reading a lot about. I kind of feel like his one good year might have just been a fluke. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, Charles Johnson had one good year and parlay that into whatever it was, $30 million guaranteed money. I think Jason played okay here, but he's certainly been an underachiever in his career. But whatever happened, He got with Jim Washburn. He was a totally different player. And watching the Titans against the Eagles last year, I was really impressed with Babin. And he obviously had a Pro Bowl season, and he's a terrific player. You know, what's Ray? I mean, Ray Edwards has been a 6-7 sack, 8 sack a year guy. Is more consistent, but never has not gotten up to that higher level. I think they're both good players. I think if you put them in the right scheme, they can both help you.
I think so. I think I'd actually rather have Albert Haynesworth. The only thing I'm kind of worried about is that he would be even more out of shape this offseason than he was last season, without any organized team activities. And I've read that he's in pretty good shape, but I really don't know how much you could believe that. And, you know, it's kind of taken a pretty big risk just to think that he's going to start playing well just because he's back with his old coach.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you. I've been very critical of Haynesworth. That said, I recognize that he's very talented, that Washburn loves him, that they worked well together. I will tell you that the first time the Eagles played the Redskins last year, a 17-12 Redskins victory at Lincoln Financial Field, Haynesworth played a great game. And he was a dominant force in the middle of that Redskins defensive line. He's a member of the Redskins. They've said they're not going to release him. If they do, bring him in. Bring them all in, as far as I'm concerned, Michael.
I'm sure that we're going to get DRC. I'm just wondering who is another big name that we're going to go for beyond that.
Well, who else would you like? You said you had a couple of players you didn't want. Who do you want?
I'm not sure about Plaxico Burress, but I would like a big physical receiver like that. Maybe Riley Cooper's that guy, but that's not certain at this point.
Right.
And I definitely want a linebacker.
Right.
You know, obviously, it doesn't look like they're going to bring Stuart Bradley back. And I definitely like something in place of Brandon Graham while he's hurt. I mean, he could already possibly be a first-round bust.
I won't say that. Michael, thanks for the call. I cannot write off Brandon Graham. I don't count on him this year, personally. I wish him the best of luck. Very talented kid, great kid. I can't call him a bust. Cannot call him a bust. I mean, he was Jim Washburn's number one guy coming out of that 2010 draft. Give him a shot. Take another call. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
From Kentucky.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Ryder from Kentucky.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
All right. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How you been doing, brother?
I'm good. I'm ready for football. How about you? We're back to football.
Yeah, I am. I'm glad it's back.
Okay.
DeSean Jackson, will he report Friday, you know, or have you heard anything as far as...
Well, Andy Reid said he spoke to DeSean. He did not divulge the details of that conversation. I can only read what the reports are, and they say that it looks unlikely, perhaps, that he'll be back, but anytime soon. But to me, what's important is that DeSean Jackson's ready to go week one against the St. Louis Rams. Get him in here. Get him ready. Eagles love DeSean. DeSean loves the Eagles. Let's make it work.
Yeah, I don't want a distraction like we had before with T.O.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, the Eagles have been through this before. I don't see this in the same light. I personally don't understand what holdouts accomplish. I don't think they accomplish anything. But we'll see if DeSean's here or not. He was not here today. I don't know if he'll be here tomorrow or Friday.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, go Eagles.
You got it, man. Hey, thanks for the call. Thank you so much for the call from Kentucky. Winston Justice, an injury question mark, starting right tackle a couple years ago. The big contract last year, played well for most of the year, then suffered the knee injury. Now, all of a sudden, a lot of questions about Winston Justice. He's on campus, and we talked to him when he got here.
Welcome back.
Hey, it's good to be back. What's up, Les?
All right. So must have been a pretty interesting offseason for you as the player rep.
Yeah, it was good. It was a really good experience to be a part of.
Tough to split your focus between that and then also getting ready for the season?
Oh, yeah, of course. The weekly calls and, you know, the meetings in Washington was, it took a little time away, but, I mean, it's worth it because, you actually get to serve your teammates.
What is your understanding of how quickly this recertification process you're going to have to go through now will go? Has it started already as far as the voting or the sign?
Okay. Yeah, actually, it's starting right now. I think that's really important to get the guys to really sign those cards. So that process has started already, and I think And I think that's one of the main reasons why we wanted to get into camp, so we could get all the guys in like one place so they could sign the cards.
As a starter for the Eagles,
what's the mechanism? They get a card when they show up?
Today we had someone from the class. He meeted me there, and all the players that sign up, they have to check in. They have the option to sign the card. So every player is going to have an option to either sign the card or not. So
is it your understanding that it'll be pretty simple? Like, you will get enough votes from at least this club?
Hopefully. You just never know. Some guys might have a grudge, but I think most guys will probably sign the cards.
Holding the title that you've held, what have you learned about the economics of the NFL?
It's really complicated, just like every deal is. It's really complicated, and especially because I play football, so it's hard for me to read actual, you know, contract. You know, it's just, you know, it's hard. So actually, the players just had to really depend on, you know, D. Smith to really explain that to us.
2 weeks ago, did you think you'd be standing here?
No, I didn't. But I think the class did a great job of, you know, getting us back to camp on time and getting us back to football.
Do you want to stay the player rep after all you've been through now? Are you going to be you're signed on for 11?
Yeah, I'm signed on, and I don't think the other the years coming up won't be as time consuming, hopefully. Hopefully.
What about your knee? Where are you now? You've talked to the Eagles people. What's the deal?
I'm still taking it day by day. So my knee is getting better day by day. But you know, I don't want to risk re-injuring it or making it worse. So that's basically where I'm at right now.
So you won't be in a practice when the
I don't know. It's day by day. We're not practicing today.
Is it
so
more favorable to you, these non-padded afternoon walkthrough sessions, which are feasibly going to be a lot less demanding than in the past? Will that kind of help you out to?
Of course, I think that's going to help everyone. I mean, we are still getting reps, but they're just not full speed reps. I bet you that practice in the morning, you know, I think Reed's going to make up for it.
What's the biggest thing that you're trying to overcome with the knee right now?
Just making it feel healthy again. I've been unhealthy for a long time. I just want to feel healthy. And, you know, football is a game that, you know, you're going to be injured. You know, you're going to feel unhealthy. I just want to feel as close to 100% as I can. So
I know you just got here, but have you talked to Andy in the past day or so, or even yet?
Not yet.
Do you feel like you need to have a conversation with him based on what happened in the playoff game and maybe just get things out in the air?
We had conversations already, and I think that game's in the past. I think last season's in the past. I think both me and Reed are really looking towards the future, and we both have goals, and we both shared our goals with each other, and I think we have an understanding.
How tough is it going to be adjusting to the new offensive line scheme without having the rest of the offseason?
Of course, it's going to be tougher because we don't have those mini camps. We don't have that individual time with Mud. But you know, this is the hand we were dealt, and you know, we have to live with it, and we have to make the best of it.
Have you talked with Howard yet?
I talked to Howard before, but I haven't talked to him since this whole thing happened. But I'll talk to him today.
Yeah! All right, so. Well, we wrap it up there with Winston Justice. We've got a lot of questions to continue to talk about here. We're going to be live tomorrow at 3:30. We're going to try to show you live, if we can get the technology down, some of the practice that is going on. The newfangled practice here in the NFL as we are back to football, Eagles style. We invite you to come up to training camp. First practice open to the public is Saturday at 8:05. Come on up. Let's get it going again, Eagles fans. Make sure you stop by our PhiladelphiaEagles.com tent. We're live after every morning practice at noon. Now, tomorrow, Juan Castillo meets the media, so we'll have that as well, the defensive coordinator. And we'll take your phone calls, and we'll catch you up on the very latest. Stay tuned throughout the night. You never know what's going to happen. Three draft picks still unsigned, including first-round pick Danny Watkins. Kevin Cobb not here. Deshaun Jackson not here. What does that mean? And are the Eagles working on a trade that can happen at any moment? And that's what the reports seem to be saying. So we'll be on top of everything right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com as soon as it becomes official. We are here. We are live each and every day for you Eagles fans, the best in the National Football League. We thank you for joining us on Eagles Live, training camp style. I'm Dave Spadaro. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.
Come on, slow starter.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
We gonna get in shape here.
Blue engine, boom!
There you go.
Cadillac, halfback check.
Eagle. Got to run through that one. Gotta have that one right now.
Come on, it's the ball, baby. Let's go.
There you go. Make a play.
Nice job, baby.
Blue 58.
Step 5.
Oh, no. That's why I put him up there.
Yeah.